Can you do me a huge favor? Maddie asks, poking his head into my bedroom and looking paler than LaToya Jackson with a stomach virus. Maddie has never been shy about asking me for favors. That's the territory that comes with being roommates and best friends for 4 years, the expectation of favors, like having a boyfriend you can depend on, but without the sex, intimate connection, or expensive birthday gifts. My favors for Maddie have run the gamut from 4 a.m. airport drop-offs to plucking some really unfortunately placed back hairs before we went to gay days at Disney World, which led to even more favors, the weirdest of which involved my driving Maddie and the eerily youthful-looking 35-year-old man who played Peter Pan to what would later become the worst date in Maddie's dating history. So I'd learned years ago to brace myself when those words came out of Maddie's mouth. Can you do me a huge favor? I pause the episode of The Real Housewives of I Don't Know Where and answer a tentative, sure, it's a work thing, so I'll throw you $40. This is a relief to hear, and not just because it involves $40, although I could certainly use that as I am currently living off of cater waiter gigs I found on Craigslist. More importantly, however, Maddie works as a reporter for a very popular entertainment show called The Star Report. They're sort of like Entertainment Tonight, except more popular and without Billy Bush's uncomfortable energy. I'm an aspiring writer, myself, and this wouldn't be the first time I've covered something for Maddie. I wrote a really positive review for the movie New Year's Eve, which went kind of viral because it was literally the only positive review for New Year's Eve. What can I say? I've got a soft spot for movies about the holidays and Robert De Niro and hospital beds. Besides that, my professional writing experience has, up until now, been limited to a live journal I kept during my first year living here in Los Angeles that, as of today, still has only 20 views. One of these days, however, I'm going to write a book. Sure, what is it? I ask, hoping you'll say the two words I'm basically always waiting to hear, Meryl Streep. I'm scheduled to go to the press junket for this new Taylor Grayson movie. It's called The Last... He continues, but I've stopped listening. Taylor Grayson is one of the most beautiful movie stars in the history of beautiful movie stars. In fact, People magazine has ranked him sexiest man alive every year since I was a freshman in college and he was playing one on TV. Maddie continues explaining the favor, but I'm lost in thought, remembering that scene from The Yard, a movie where he played a talented college football player who did something important that I can't remember. What I can remember is that I spent the whole movie replaying his 4-minute shower scene, where steamy close-ups show tiny beads of hot water dripping down a perfectly tanned six-pack Michelangelo couldn't have carved if he'd tried, and a 30-second shot of his gorgeous round butt that may or may not have been paused on my DVD player for most of 2009. So will you do it? Maddie asks. His story apparently finished. I look up at him, having not heard a word he said, and reply, sure. Maddie looks at me closely, the way he always looks at me when he knows I've not been listening. It's almost as if he's trying to look into my soul, but in actuality, I know he's really just thinking, why doesn't this asshole ever listen to a word I say? Okay, cool. So you'll need rubber rain boots, a machete, and about 3.5 feet of knitting yarn, Maddie says nonchalantly. Sorry, I wasn't listening. I got distracted. Maddie rolls his eyes and explains the situation. The Star Report is scheduled to interview Taylor Grayson about his new movie, The Last Hero, at a press junket at the Beverly Hills Hotel. It's a standard junket interview. Reporter comes in, has 4 minutes to ask a series of approved vague questions, then leaves. Maddie is supposed to go, but because he's come down with a stomach flu, he needs a replacement, and no one else from the blog is available. I remind Maddie that I've never done on-camera interviewing before, or anything on-camera for that matter, unless you count the videotape of my exceedingly underwhelming performance as Tevye in my high school production of Fiddler on the Roof, which, for the record, I do not. As usual, Maddie's perception of my ability is a lot better than my own. Maddie has a way of being so confident in people that it almost seems offensive, like, how dare you think I am that smart? Haven't you listened to a word I've ever said? Don't you know me at all? You'll be great. All you have to do is be excited to talk to the star and excited to talk about the movie, both of which you can handle. Need I remind you it is Taylor Grayson? I'm sure you can muster up some enthusiasm for him. Maddie has a point. It wouldn't be hard to get excited over Taylor Grayson. For one, he would be the most famous person I've ever met, and two, I'm already getting aroused just thinking about him.